Life-saving lessons for local firefighters. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, for many rural Kansas communities, daily routines are punctuated by the sound of the town whistle.
And especially for us kids growing up, we knew the 6 o'clock whistle was when we needed to come home.
But first, practice makes perfect. But for people who respond to accidents and medical emergencies, practice can be hard to come by. Meg Britton-Mellish spent a day recently with local firefighters as they got a chance to learn new techniques and try out equipment that could save lives.
A parade of fire trucks from the Sedgwick County Fire District gathered between the mountains of aluminum and steel at All Metal Recycling in North Wichita recently.
We get started. Why are we here?
That's Captain Matt Nance. He's the county's first fire training officer. Over the course of a week, he's brought more than 140 firefighters from the county to the junkyard. The recycling plant donated more than 40 cars and 3 semis. They give the department the building blocks for an immersive scenario to practice responding to car accidents.
Get our hands on the patients as fast as possible to remedy any trauma that they might have. Go ahead.
Yeah, so
Justin Best is a firefighter paramedic with Station 33. He says that for all the metal and tools on the scene,
everything we got going on this week is caring for the pinned patient. It all is a medical call, just with issues getting to a patient.
Best role in this training is making sure that firefighters are well-versed on MARCH. It's an acronym developed by the United States military to guide trauma response. The acronym teaches first responders to respond to any M, massive hemorrhaging, A, airway issues, to assess R, respirations, and check C, circulation, and then check for H, head trauma or hypothermia. Quick responses to these kind of injuries are especially important for firefighters who are trying to work within a golden hour to get patients to a hospital after an accident. For this training, the county's firefighters are working to pull a mannequin patient from a Toyota Corolla that's been smashed under the back of a semi-trailer. And for all the high stakes in the real world, Lieutenant Nathan Helton says this training,
it's fun stuff. I enjoy this stuff.
Helton is part of the county's technical rescue response team, a squad of veteran firefighters who are trained to respond to complicated situations. A scenario like this is their bread and butter.
Two or three vehicles involved, that's when it starts getting really complicated, and you got a lot more safety issues involved. But one car and one semi-trailer, that's not that big a deal.
For as often as firefighters may get called to a scene like this one, finding a way to practice the response in a realistic way is more rare. Training like this normally takes a once-a-year visit to a facility in Salina called Crisis City.
But to have this happening in your backyard and not have to drive 2 hours away is not only cost-effective, but it's way more convenient, right? And that's what makes this probably more special, is it's right here.
For the Sedgwick County Fire District, the opportunity at All Metal comes at just the right time. Nance says that the summer brings an uptick in calls to the department for fatality wrecks.
School's out, young drivers, a lot of drivers that going on right now. Also, we also have wheat harvest, especially out in the county. It's coming, we're going to head it off, we're going to get our individuals trained up to the best of our abilities, and yeah, we'll be ready.
For The Range, I'm Meg Britton-Mellish.
Without even being told how to do it. Good job. Okay.
In some places, the sound of church bells offers a sense of community. But in many Kansas towns, the occasional blast of the daily whistle or siren signals it's time to get up, have lunch, go back to work, or eat supper. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner offers a look at some of the unique sounds of rural Kansas.
Each weekday morning in St. John, Kansas, the early birds are awakened by the rousing sounds of the town whistle. It's the same sound as the severe weather sirens, only the whistle is never as loud or as long. And it is predictable when you get to know the town rhythms.
The first time I come here and heard the whistle, I had been sleeping the first couple of nights in the empty, dark church by myself.
That's Mike Rousseau, who moved to St. John along with his wife, Dorothy Tobey, in July of 2023.
Come Monday morning at 7 a.m., the siren went off, and my response was, what the hell is that? Because when we were still in Denver and had told everybody we were going to Kansas, all we had heard for weeks was, oh, there's tornadoes out there.
No doubt the whistle takes a little getting used to. From Abilene to Lucas, Geneseo, Bennington, and other Kansas communities, the whistles are a symbol of rural Kansas. Some started more than a century ago as a method of keeping track of the time of day. Most people then didn't have watches or clocks. It helped people come together in the routines of life. For many rural Kansans, the town whistles are nostalgic, a sense of time and place and tradition. In the town of Greensburg, the whistle has another meaning. Their town was struck by a devastating tornado on May 4th, 2007.
I'm Stacey Barnes. I'm the city administrator in Greensburg. And we have had a town whistle for a long time. Prior to the tornado in 2007, it was something I remember as a kid growing up that blew at 7 a.m., noon, 1, and 6 p.m. And especially for us kids growing up, we knew the 6 o'clock whistle was when we needed to come home. Then, of course, when we had the tornado in 2007, our sirens were all destroyed and were down for a time. And then when they were put back up, that was something that quite a few people in the community really wanted as a sign of normal.
Here's Kenny Clark, owner of Clark's Barbershop in St. John, and who for 61 years has been located half a block from the town whistle.
It never changes. It's the same. So, and whenever something happens and it doesn't go off, there's a bit of a glitch somewhere and it don't go off, then you kind of wonder what's wrong. So you do look forward to it.
For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Before we go, a few words on perspective. During a recent trip to the South Carolina coast, my husband and I decided to wake up early and watch the sunrise. We started at our favorite pier and walked north, stopping every so often to pick up shells or to laugh at sandpipers trotting along the waterline. We could see another pier in the distance, and it looked pretty close. That's doable, we thought. Let's walk there. So we walked and walked, and it turns out that other pier was nearly 3 miles away. There's an optical illusion known as the coastline paradox. Without standard reference objects like trees or buildings, your brain has a hard time estimating distances, and what seems close can actually be miles away. When we reached our goal, we rested a bit, turned around, and walked back. And this time, that other pier seemed a lot farther. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.